I only showed the deacon the right reading because I didn't prepare the homily for the other one he was reading. If he was preaching, I wouldn't have cared. I would. The gospel today is about the weeds among the wheat. And it's a great metaphor. Jesus always does a great job of teaching in parables. And, you know, if you're somebody who's ever planted in the gardens, you realize that oftentimes weeds resemble flowers, right? In fact, some of the weeds even produce little flowers on them. I remember my mother used to prepare the garden, and she'd plant different things, and all of a sudden she'd go out afterwards and look, and she'd say to my dad, "What happened to the such and such that I planted?" And he'd say, "What?" And she says, "That stuff that I planted there." He'd say, "Oh," he said, "I thought that was weeds. I just pulled them," you know. So, and it happened all the time, by the way. But it's interesting because, like Jesus says today, no, let the wheat and the weeds grow up together. Then when they all reach to fruition, when it comes time for the harvest, I'll separate them. Well, you know, it's interesting to me always Jesus always has a deeper meaning for us, right? He always wants us to think a little bit for ourselves. We're supposed to be the good seed, the wheat that has been planted. But what about this weed? Well, oftentimes, you know, the weeds are the people right in our midst that we deal with on a daily basis. You know, some people put on a great mask, if you will. Get it? They put on a great face that makes everybody think, oh, they're wonderful, they're pious, they're terrific, they know the truth, they're speaking right. And they're the ones that are stirring up all the corruption. They're the ones that are causing the problems. They're the ones that behind your back are gossiping. Well, Jesus says, look, don't worry about them. I'll take care of them. Don't go after them. I'll take care of them. Instead, stay focused on who you are. Produce abundantly, brothers and sisters, because inevitably the wheat stands out. Right? The wheat stands out. We can be fooled a lot of times. Do you remember going to restaurants? Remember when we used to do that? And every time on the restaurant, you get to it and it says, mixed green salad. Don't be fooled, brothers and sisters. It's just weeds, I'm telling you. Mixed greens are not what you think they are. If you want something good, ask them for the fried zucchini with the ranch dressing. That's more nutritious. Weeds among the wheat. We can be fooled all the time. There are those individuals who, you know, and what better example do we have? I hate to do this. You're going to hate me for this. But what better example do we have sometimes than some of the public figures out there? Individuals who sit there and go, oh yeah, I've got it, I'm this, I'm pro that, I'm pro this, I'm pro that, and they turn around and they're awful people, you know? Individuals who sit there and go, I love the Lord, but I hate my neighbor. Well, you can't do that. You can't say you love the Lord and hate your neighbor. That's contradictory. The Lord is in your neighbor. Don't focus on the weeds. Focus on the wheat. Focus on your ability to be the best you that you can be. Get the nutrition that you need. Pray daily. Call upon the Lord. Invite him into your life every moment of every day. Before you begin a difficult task, pray. Ask the Lord to be there with you. It's okay. Because that's the kind of nurturing that we need. And the Eucharist and the sacramental life of the church, that's the nutrients that we need to grow to be outstanding. Look, you're going to be among a lot of wheat and a lot of weeds throughout the week. Try and be the outstanding one, right? Try and be the wheat. Try and be the person who's abundant. Try and be a person of integrity. Say yes when you mean yes, no when you mean no. Be faithful to the values of the gospel. Be faithful to your love of Jesus. And even when it's difficult to love that particular neighbor, try. Instead of being the one to say something critical, maybe you just say, God bless them. Somebody once told me that the people in the South, whenever they don't like somebody, they just always say, bless his little heart. So you use God bless you. It's so much more what we're about. It's so much more important for us to bless a brother or sister and give them every opportunity to maybe become that wheat that they need to be. Because if they don't, what happens? They get bundled up and thrown into fire. I think the Lord means they get punished and put into hell. Better the fact that we all work together for the glory of God, for the greater good. Be that person that's outstanding this week. And allow the Lord to use you to bring love and kindness, compassion and peace, justice and goodness to every corner of our world.